各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们的题目是从深处向你求告。
This evening's topic for mutual encouragement is out from the depth, we cry out.
最近我们来查考诗篇里面的上行之诗。
We're going to study a psalm from the book of Psalms.
上行之诗就是当时的百姓要上耶路撒冷的时候朝圣的时候所唱的。
And this psalm was a psalm that was praised by the Israelites before they reached for Jerusalem.
我们也讲过了，今天我们也要朝圣。
Today we must revere as well.
今天我们也要跑耶路撒冷的道路。
And we must also walk on a path of Jerusalem.
这个路就是天国的道路。
And this path is of heaven.
那么在跑天国的道路的时候，会遇到很多的危险跟艰难。
While we're going on the path to heaven, we'll have to face peril and danger.
信仰从来不是容易的。
Faith is never easy.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要求告神。
But the scripture tells us that we have to ask for him.
有困难的时候，要向神来求告。
When we're difficult, we have to cry out.
但是我们要问一个问题了。
But we have to question.
那么多人在求告神。
Among so many people ask for God.
哪一种的祷告最容易感动神呢？
Which kind of prayer that touches God most?
这是今天我们要查考的。
This is one thing that we're going to study tonight.
最能够感动神的，就是从深处的向神来求告。
The prayer that can most touch God is the prayer that cry out from the depth.
请打开诗篇130篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 130.
诗篇130篇。
Psalm chapter 130.
我们读一到第八节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 8.
诗篇130篇一到八节。
Psalm 130, verse 1 to 8. Verse 1, Out of the depth I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to me. Cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.Therefore, you are feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than the watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
所以什么样的祷告才是从深处的祷告呢？
So what kind of prayer is out of the depth?
今天晚上我们要从这一篇的诗篇来举出三点。
From this psalm that we have just read, I'm going to point out three.
第一点
tonight. First point.
这个深处是代表从罪孽的深处。
This depth is referring to the deepest part of our sins.
这里第三节是说主耶和华，你若查考罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？
It says here, O Lord, kept a record of sins, and O Lord, who could stand?
其实人跟神之间最大的最远的距离是什么呢？
What is the greatest distance between man and God today?
我们的神并不是住在外太空很远的地方。
Our God is not living out of this universe.
我们的神跟我们是最靠近的。
Our God is closest to us.
但是为什么今天很多人体会不到神？
But many people today cannot feel God. Why?
甚至信了主也不一定体会到神。
And even if you...When you still believe in God, you still don't feel Him.
祷告不一定蒙到垂听。
A prayer cannot be heard always.
不能够感动神。
Prayer cannot touch God always.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我们跟神中间只需要一埲墙就可以隔开了。
As long as there is a barrier or a wall between us and God, we will be closed out.
这埲墙是什么呢？
What kind of barrier is this?
我们看以赛亚书五十九章。
Please turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 59.
我们把书签放在刚刚的130篇啊，随时回来。
Please put a bookmark at Psalm chapter 130. We'll return to it.
以赛亚书五十九章第一到第二节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2.
五十九章一到二节。
Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2. Verse 1.Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God.
这里告诉我们，神并不是不想救我们。
It says here, it's not that God is not willing to save us.
并不是不想帮助我们。
It's not because he doesn't want to help us.
这里说我们的罪孽 使我们跟神隔绝。
But it says here we are separated by our iniquities.
我们知道我们住 apartment 的人都有这种感受啊。
We know that we have such kind of feeling living in apartments.
一栋 apartment 里面几百户。
Within this apartment complex, there are more than a few hundred units.
每一户都是一个世界。
And this one single unit is a world by its own.
但是为什么会完全不一样呢？
But why are they all different by itself?
因为中间有一埲墙。
Because they're separated by walls.
这埲墙可以把声音隔开。
And this wall separate voices and sound.
这埲墙可以把视觉的效果隔开。
And this wall also separate vision.
这埲墙可以把空气隔开。
And this wall also separate air circulation.
可以把味道隔开。
And also separate odors.
所以四埲墙壁就是一个世界了。
So, As long as there's wall, it will be a different world altogether.
我们跟世界跟神之间也是一样啊。
And that's the same for us, between us and God.
我们常常向神的求告。
We always cry out to the Lord.
但是有时候我们忘记，不是站在自己的罪孽的深处来求告。
But we often forgot, to ask or cry out to the Lord out from our iniquities.
我们往往是站在外围来求告。
We always cry out from the outer rim.
我们对我们自己的最软弱的地方。
And we always talk about our weakest point.
哦，我们尽量避免。
We always try to avoid the weakest point.
避免这个重点。
To avoid this important point.
我们只是向神求说，神啊，你要帮我这个，你要帮助我，你要给我这个。
We only ask for God for this and that.
我们来看最原始的例子。
Let's look at the more ancient example.
我们看创世纪第三章啊。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
好，创世纪第三章就是记载始祖亚当夏娃犯罪得罪了神。
In Genesis chapter 3, it records how our ancestor Adam and Eve sinned against God.
吃了神所叫他们不可以吃的禁果。
They've eaten the fruit that was forbidden.
然后神在园子里面来找他们。
And God was looking for them in the garden.
第八节啊。
At verse 8.
这里说天起了凉风，神在园中行走啊。
It says here, Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
有点像这种天气啊，天起的凉风，昨天啊，那个树叶吹起来声音很大。
Identical to this kind of climate that is kind of cool.
为什么要天起的凉风呢？
And why is it in the cool of the day?
有没有想象过为什么这样呢？
Have you imagined why it was so?
我在想啊，这个可能跟他们啊，穿这个裙子有关系啊。
And I think that it has to do with their garments that was made of leaves.
他们害羞嘛，用叶子来编裙子。
Because there was they were very ashamed, so they made garment out of the tree leaves.
我们知道树叶最怕风，一吹就起来了。
We know that the leaves cannot be blown by wind.
神要把它吹一吹。
And the Lord God will blow the leaves.
让他感觉到冷。
So that they will feel the cool.
让他感觉到自己的羞耻。快要被表现出来了。
They will feel their shame.
赶快悔改吧。
Then they will quickly repent.
赶快求神赦免吧。
Then they will quickly ask for repentance of God.
然后这里说神在园中行走啊，要找他们讲话。
And the Lord God was looking for them in the garden to talk to them.
神大概不需要在园中行走。
Well, I don't think God need to go around the garden.
神直接出现在他们面前就可以了。
God could have just appeared before them simply.
神也不用等他们出来讲话，说啊，你在哪里啊？
God didn't even have to wait for them and ask them where are you.
神早就知道他在哪里了。
The Lord God long knows where they were.
只是给人类一个最后的机会。
But it's just that this very last opportunity that God wants to give to mankind.
让亚当可以从自己的罪孽的深处来求告神说，神啊，我犯罪得罪了你了。
So that Adam will cry out from the deep that he actually sinned against God.
结果亚当没有这样做。
But as a result, Adam didn't do so.
神问他，你怎么知道赤身露体呢？
The Lord God asked him that, why did you know that you were naked?
我们第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把树上的果子给了我，我就吃了。
Then the man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
很干脆，把责任推给神。
This was so straightforward. He was just blaming everything to somebody else.
完全没有怪责自己的意思。
He never blamed it on himself.
神啊，都是你，你不做这个女人，大概意思说你不做这个女人，我就不会吃这个果了。
Oh Lord, it's your fault making this woman. Otherwise, I wouldn't have sinned.
所以这个就是有一埲 墙啊，罪把亚当跟神来隔开了。
Therefore, there is a wall of sin that is separating from God and Adam and Eve.
所以很可怜，不认罪反而罪更重。
And it's pathetic that this sin is even more heavier.
后来就被神咒诅了。
And eventually they were cursed by God.
最后一个悔改的机会都浪费掉了。
Even the last chance for them to repent have lost.
我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章第八节啊。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节到第十节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8 to 10. Verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
我们有一句话叫做自欺，然后欺别人。
There's a saying that we are lying to ourselves and also others.
但是呢，这里告诉我们。
But it tells us right here.
如果我们说我们没有罪的话。
If we say that we're sinless.
不但只欺自己，也欺骗了神。
Not only we're deceiving ourselves, we're deceiving God as well.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
如果我们不认自己的罪，说我们有罪的话，这个是从我们自己的标准来看的。
If we said that we have never sinned, it is only from our perspective and standards.
但是从神的角度来看呢，我们有没有罪呢？
But from the perspective of God, have we sinned?
没有错，我们没有杀人，没有放火，没有犯奸淫。
Of course, we have not committed adultery. We have not killed others.
没有错，没有杀过人。
Of course, I've never killed anybody.
但是有没有恨过人呢？
But have we hated somebody?
有恨人就有罪了。
If you have hated somebody, you have already sinned.
没有错，没有犯奸淫。
It is true that you have not committed adultery.
但是看到漂亮的妇女，有没有动过淫念呢？
But if you've seen a beautiful woman, have you ever had this sense of lustful for women?
有的话，就已经犯了罪了。
And if you have that, you have already sinned.
没有错，没有放火。
It's very true that you did not set fire.
但是有没有散播一些谣言或者是一些传话来让火上加油呢？
But did you pass around any gossips that worsened the scenario?
我们所讲的每一句话都是真实的吗？
Are every word that we have said true?
没有讲过闲话吗？
And did we ever gossip?
这样用神的标准来一量。
Measure us with the standard of God.
哇，千足太多了。
Then we have all God whole lot.
所以这里说，如果我们认自己的罪，
and if we claim our sins,
神是信实的，神是公义的，
and God is judge, and God is also faithful.
因为他答应我们，如果我们认罪，就会赦免我们。
Because He promises He will forgive us as long as we admit our sins.
啊，我还记得我很小的时候，
I still remember when I was very young.
常常被父母打。
And I was always spanked by my parents.
你们很不乖啊。
Because I was very naughty.
对，捉弄人啊。
And I always try to
make some tricks 啊。
Yes, trying to trick others.
啊，那个父母就打我了。
And then my parents spanked me.
很应景。
And then I was very
stubborn. 没有错，没有错，没有错。
I always insisted I was not in wrong.
没有错，再打多一点。
And then my parents spanked even more.
这个我弟弟很聪明。
Then my younger brother was very smart.
他也犯错了，他也被爸爸打了。
And he also made some mistakes and was spanked by our father.
那个藤条还没有打下去，他就哭了。哎呀，我做错了，对不起，爸爸不敢了，下一次不敢了。
Before my father spanked him, he will cry first, and he will cry for father's forgiveness that he will never commit again.
还没有打下去，哇，那个眼泪就一直流。
Even before he was spanked, he was crying.
所以没有打几下就收手了。
So my father was just spanked a few times and then just stopped.
其实父母需要的并不是要我们被打得很痛流血他们才高兴。
What parents want from us is not to be spanked really hardly, but rather they wanted us to repent.
父母说需要听到的就是说我们错了。
Our parents want to hear from us that we have already committed a mistake and we want forgiveness.
我们来看大卫。
Please look at let's look at David.
他没有错，写了很多美好的诗篇呢。
Of course, he has written a lot of good poems.
但是他也曾经犯了一个最大的错误。
But he has committed this one great sin.
就是杀了人家的丈夫。
That is, he has killed someone else's husband.
抢了人家的太太。
And also, own somebody else's wife.
我们请看撒母耳记下的十二章。
And let's turn to
Second
Samuel.
十二章第十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
十二章第十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 13.
这里神差遣一个先知拿单去责备大卫。
And here, God has sent Nathan to rebuke David.
他说，拿单先知说，有一个人很没有良心
This Nathan said to David, there was somebody who
go against the conscience,
who has gone against his conscience.
大卫说，这个人很坏。
He said that this person is indeed very bad.
那我们看拿单先知怎么说。
Let's see how what Nathan has said.
十二章第十三节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 13.
大卫对拿单说，我得罪耶和华了。拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan replied, the Lord has taken away your sins. You are not going to die.
你看，这里就是大卫，他从罪孽的深处来求告神了。
Here you can see that David has cried out for the Lord from the depth.
没有错，他犯这个罪是非常大的。
Of course, he has committed this great sin.
但是他悔改的时候，也是用最真诚的心来悔改。
But when he repented with his greatest sincerity.
没有错，犯了罪，自己要承担后果，就是他家里从此要改变了。
And of course, he has to take up this consequence of sinning.
但是神再次接纳他。
But the Lord once again received him.
但是扫罗就不一样了。
But Saul was just just otherwise.
扫罗也犯了罪。
Saul has also sinned.
他也求神来原谅他。
He also asked the Lord to forgive him.
但是呢，我们来看撒母耳记上第十五章。
But let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
撒母耳记上第十五章第三十节。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 30.
十五章三十节。
Chapter 15, verse 30.
扫罗说，我有罪了，虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列人面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。
Verse 30, Paul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God.
看圣经可能觉得说，同样扫罗说，我也有罪啊，求神原谅我。
Just by reading in verses, it seems that their prayers are similar because they admitted their sin.
为什么有什么不一样呢?
Is there any difference between the two prayers?
绝对不一样。
Of course, there are different prayers.
扫罗讲的是嘴巴讲出来而已。
Saul's prayer was only a paying lip service.
没有从心里面真的讲出来。
It's not a prayer from his heart.
为什么呢?
Why was that so?
他说没有错了，这么现在撒母耳来责备他嘛，他总要认罪。说对了，我有错了，但是呢，你要众人面前要抬举我。
And of course, Prophet Samuel was there to rebuke him, but he wanted him to save his face before the people.
就是说呢，在公共的场所不要提我做了个错事。
That's why he was saying that before the people in Israel, do not mention about his sin.
很爱面子。
And he loved his face.
神说你这个根本没有从罪孽里面来求告神。
And God could see that he was not praying out of his heart.
但是大卫就不一样了。
But David was outright different.
我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 51.
诗篇五十一篇是大卫犯了这个严重的罪之后所写的。
This is a psalm poem that was written by David right after he has sinned.
好，我们看五十一篇第五节。
Let's read Psalm chapter 51 verse 5.
诗篇五十一篇第五节，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Verse 5, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
其实如果我们有空的话，晚上把这一篇诗篇看一看了，真的是很感动人。
If you have some time at night, read this poem here. This Psalm chapter 51 is indeed very touching.
通常写歌都是歌颂神，或者歌颂神的伟大，或者是神的恩典。
A lot of time, poems were written to praise God.
但是呢，这首诗歌并不是这样。
But this poem is just different.
这首诗歌是写出来，大家可以唱，唱大卫所做的坏事。
This poem is to sing out the sins that David has committed.
他说，我从以前就有罪了，我现在也犯了大罪得罪神。
He said that I have sinned right from right when I was conceived.
但是我们看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。
Verse 9, hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity.
求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这首诗歌真的很感动人。
And this poem is indeed touching.
一个国家里面最高地位的人。
Who is of the highest status in the country.
做了一件最大的错事。
And has committed this one great sin.
可以自己写一首诗，让全国还有历代的人来唱他的这个做错的事情。
And he was able to write up this poem, for the people of the nation to know about it and to sing about it.
今天我们能够这样做吗？
Are we able to do that today?
今天我们能够私底下认错都不错了。
I think that today, even for us to admit our iniquities before our friends will be great.
如果有人把我们的错把它讲出去的话，我们就非常的生气了。
But if someone were to talk about that before other people, we'll be very angry.
这个是今天为什么我们的祷告没有在罪孽中深处甚至来求告。
And that's the very reason why that we did not, we're not praying out of our debt.
所以第十七节这里讲得很好。
At verse 17 is well said here.
就神啊，你所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。
It says here, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit.
啊，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
今天我们的问题在哪里呢？
What is our problem today?
今天夫妻相爱。
Today there is love between husband and wife.
为什么有时候失和呢？没有办法好好的相处呢？
And why are there sometimes disharmony?
今天兄弟之间非常的亲切。
And there are also love between brothers and sisters.
为什么兄弟之间也可以失去和睦呢？
And why between siblings there are disharmony?
因为很可能我们没有站在自己的罪中。
And perhaps we did not look at it from our own iniquities.
我们来看新约的雅各书。
Please turn to New Testament book of James.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse
16.
16.
雅各书第五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16. Verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
我们常说认罪，认罪是向神认罪。
We always talk about admitting our sin. We're talking about admitting our sin before God.
有时候我们很爱我们的面子。
We always love to save our face.
可能得罪了人。
Perhaps we have
sin against someone.
Sin against someone.
得罪了先生，得罪了太太。
Perhaps we have sin against our wives, also our brothers.
得罪了父母了。
And maybe we have sin against our parents.
知道自己错了。
But we know that we're wrong.
在祷告里面常常哭了。
And then we cry in our prayers.
但是没有勇气向对方说一声对不起。
But we don't have the guts to even just to say sorry.
但是圣经说认罪不但只是向神认罪啊。
The Bible says that when we admit our sins, we are not only admitting our sins before God.
要彼此认罪啊。
But to admit our sin with one another.
如果我们做了一些事伤父母的心的话。
And if we have done something that hurt our parents.
像我的丈夫，像我们的妻子的心的话。
Or even if to hurt our spouse or hurt our brothers.
除了向神认罪之外，还要向对方说对不起了，我有错。
Not only we have to admit our sins before God, we have to say sorry to them.
不要把什么责任都推给神啊。
We shouldn't be blaming everything to God.
神最希望听到说我也不好，主啊，原谅我，赦免我。
The Lord wanted to hear from us that we admit our sin.
我们看回来刚刚的诗篇130篇。
Let's return to Psalm chapter 130.
第四节。
Verse 4.
130篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 130 verse 4.
这里说但在你有赦免之恩要叫人家敬畏你。
But with you, there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
很多人都希望别人会尊敬他们。
Many people wanted respect from others.
但是英文有句话很好，你就怎么样得到别人的尊敬呢？
But there's a very good saying in English that how do you earn your respect from others?
英文就是 earn your respect, 这个是赚的，就好像赚钱一样，要辛苦的，要付出的。
In English, it says to earn your respect. It's something that you have to toil for.
什么叫做 earn your respect?
What do we mean by earning respect?
近代很多集权的国家。
In these modern days, there are still countries with a dictatorship.
比如说北韩啊。
Just like North Korea.
总统啊，大家都很怕他。
And people in that country are afraid of this leader.
讲错一句话，可能就消失了，被杀了。
If somebody would have to say something wrong, he could have disappeared the next day.
但是那个是怕而已，不是真正的尊敬。
But there are only fear. There's no respect at all.
怎么可以得到一个人的尊敬呢？
And how can we have respect from others?
第四节就告诉我们了。
And verse 4, it said,
因为神有赦免的恩典了，所以我们才敬畏神。
Because there is grace from God to forgive us, therefore we fear Him.
今天为什么我们尊敬主耶稣？
And why do we respect Jesus?
因为主耶稣赦免我们的罪。
Because the Lord God has forgiven us.
流血赎我们的罪。
And He has shed His blood to forgive our sins.
这个恩典太大了。
This is the greatest grace.
所以我们才尊敬主耶稣。
Therefore we fear Him.
今天如果我们要别人尊敬我们呢？
Today if we need respect from others,
我们要学习主耶稣。
Then we have to learn from Jesus Lord.
我们有勇气去赦免别人。
Then we must have the boldness to forgive others.
别人后来看完说，啊，这个人真的是大方，有主耶稣的爱。
Then people are looking at you as a generous person who forgives our others.
尊敬我们了。
And they will have respect for us.
第二点呢？
And second point.
是从患难的深处来求告神。
That is to cry out to the Lord from our difficulties.
我们知道患难有两层的意思。
We know that there are different contexts, two different respect aspects to difficulties.
第一个意思就是神给我们的磨练、试炼，对我们好的。
First of all, will be a trial, which is good for us.
我们请看新约的雅各书。
Let's turn to Book of James again.
新约的雅各书啊，第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2. Consider it pure joy, my brother, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
什么叫做信心呢?
What do we mean by faith?
信心是要经过试炼的。
Faith has to be tried.
就像金子要熬炼才成为金金。
That is like gold. It has to be refined in order to become a pure gold.
坐在会堂里面听道理。
And sitting here in the chapel listening to the sermon.
很舒服。
It's comfortable.
大家都很有信心。
We are full of faith.
但是真正的信心什么时候看得出来呢？
But the kind of true faith, when can we express it?
患难的时候看得出来。
It is only in time of difficulty.
不顺利的时候看得出来。
It is only in time of adversity that we see it.
在火炉里面才知道什么是金子，什么是垃圾。
In a furnace of fire, then we could tell what is gold and what is trash.
如果是垃圾的话，火一来就烧掉了，没有了。
If it's trash, it will be burned to ash when fire comes.
患难一来就离弃神了。
When trial come, you will immediately abandon God.
但是如果是金子了,
But if you are gold,
神啊, 无论你怎么烧我,
Oh Lord, doesn't matter how you refine me with fire.
让我遇到像火一般的试炼,
So that I will receive this trial of fire.
虽然我很辛苦,
Even though I have to face this difficulty.
但是我感谢你,
But I thank you.
因为你会让我进步,
Because I will improve because of you.
所以神试炼我们是好的。
And it is good for the Lord to trial us.
我们再看以色列百姓的历史啊。
Let's look at the history of Israelites.
以色列百姓什么时候的祷告最认真？
And when did the Israelites pray the most earnest?
我们来看出埃及第二章。
Let's take a look at the book of Exodus chapter 2.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
23节啊。
Verse 23.
出埃及记第二章23节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人硬做苦工，就贪喜哀求，他们的哀声达到神。第二十四节
，Verse 24，
神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。二十五节
，Verse 25，
神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。这里说神听见他们的祷告。
It says here God heard their prayers。
他们在患难的深处向神来祷告啊。
And then they were crying out for God's help in their most difficult moment.
有一句话是这样讲。
There's a saying.
我们的信仰是生于忧患，死于易落。
And our faith are born in time of adversity and
debt in prosperity.
And also in prosperity.
Debt in prosperity. And, 就太安逸了, 太舒服了, 就死掉了。
And death will happen in prosperity.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
什么都很安全很顺利,
when everything is safe and sound.
赚很多钱,
you make a lot of money.
身体很健康,
and you're very healthy.
而且很孝顺,
and our children are filial.
什么都不缺,
and nothing that you are lack of.
生活很舒服,
very comfortable in your life.
这个时候是很危险的时候啊,
that is the most dangerous moment.
你想想看, 这个时候要祷告, 要讲什么?
Because at that moment, what is in your prayer?
这个时候祷告就没有目标, 说, 哎呀, 不晓得需要什么, 好像什么都有了。
That's the moment when you have no objectives in your prayer.
不会警醒,
you are not alert at all.
也不会渴望天, 不会渴想要进天国,
there will be no eagerness to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
地上那么好, 主耶稣最好不要把我召到天国去,
this world is so wonderful. Hope that God will not call me too soon.
但是呢, 如果在苦难当中呢,
but in time of adversity,
你看以色列百姓,
if you look at the Israelites,
什么时候祷告最认真啊?
When was the one time they prayed in earnest?
什么时候他们的祷告达到神的面前啊?
And when was the time when their prayer has reached God?
只有每一次他们在患难当中来向神的哀求。
It was only when they are experiencing difficulty and adversity.
所以也许我们遇到患难是神给我们的考验。
And perhaps when we face difficulty, it's a trial from God.
可能你会讲说, 哎呀, 我们都讲这样神考验, 神考验。
But we often might say that, well, you only say that it's a trial from God.
但是真的神会考验我们。
But God will truly trial us.
前几个礼拜我带
Several weeks ago, I took two of my sons for injection.
心里我都不好意思,那么久没有回来,一回来就带他们去打针。
And I felt very bad that I've been absent for quite some time. But when I come back, I took them for immunization.
带打老二,
so both of my eldest son and second son.
要打四针。
And they have to be injected four times.
一次要打四针真的是很恐怖的事情。
And I think it's quite dreadful to have injected four times.
但是我知道这个针对的是好的。
But I knew better that these injections will be good for them.
打完之后身体会比较强壮。
After they have this injection, they will become stronger.
哇，那天打针呢，真的是好像要杀他们，要杀猪的样子。
And I witnessed how they were screaming when they were injecting.
那个声音呢，真的是很恐怖的。
And it sounds very dreadful.
两针这边，两针屁股啊，都要。 都打下去啊,
so two at the arm and two at the back.
哇, 老大在外面打针, 老二在外面就听得有点害怕了。
And the elder son was in there injecting, and then the second son were waiting outside shivering.
哥哥打好了, 弟弟要进去拉了进去说, 爸爸不要打针好不好?
And then the second son asked me, Father, can I not inject?
怎么讲呢? 不然说不好啊。
And there's nothing I can say about it.
啊, 也是打了, 哇, 哭得乱七八糟。
Of course, he also cried very loudly as well. And he was struggling so much that two persons has to help hold him.
护士就安慰家长啊。
And then the nurse were consolating us.
虽然那么痛苦, 但是对他是好的。
And the nurse was saying that even though it was painful to go through this, but it's good for them.
已经cover, 已经immune。
But now they are immune.
所以我在想, 神有时候也会忍心让我们受一点苦来, 让我们
And sometimes I do think that God wanted us to go through trials in order to become to be in a better stage.
And
of course, when we were very young, we could not feel the intention of our parents. We hate our parents. Why did they bring us for immunization? Why didn't they save us from injections?
这里23节24节很好。
And it's very well said at verse 23 and 24.
24节说神听见了。
At verse 24 it says, God has heard the prayer.
神也纪念了。
And God has also remembered.
25节说神也看过了。
And verse 25 is that God has taken care of.
25节说神也知道了。
And then God has also known.
神不是不知道。
It's not that God didn't know.
但是神要你忍一下。
But rather God wanted you to be patient.
神自己也在忍啊。
God has to be patient as well.
为什么不马上把他们带出来?
Why can't he just bring them out of the difficulty right away?
时间还没有到。
Because the time is not up yet.
工人也还没有准备好啊。
The workers are not ready yet.
所以你要等。
Therefore, you have to wait.
对你们好的。
It is good for you.
还有, 在埃及这四百多年虽然受了很多苦啊，但是孩子在那个时候生最多。
And even though they have undergone a lot of hardship in this 400 years in wilderness, in Egypt, but they have there was the most time that have most children.
很奇妙啊，被逼迫越逼迫越会生。
It was miraculous when they are under this difficulty, they beget more children.
那么神的时间到了，工人准备好了，都带他们出来了。
So when it was time, God has brought them out of land of Egypt.
我们要在患难的深处来求告神。
And we have to ask for Lord in time of adversity.
啊，如果神，如果我们省察过自己，没有做什么不好的事情的话，这是神要我们学习，要我们受到磨练了。
And if we examine ourselves and we find no fault, then it was time for us to think what.We can be tried.
啊，但是对约拿来说呢，这个患难呢，就是神的管教了。
But for Jonah, Jonah's case, it is an incident of chastisement.
我们请看旧约的约拿书。
Let's turn to Book of Jonah.
约拿书第二章。
Jonah chapter 2.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，约拿书第二章第一到第四节。
Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.Verse 1, from inside the fish Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, he said, In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depth of the grave I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight.
啊，这里我们常常会想到约拿的故事。
We always thought about the story of Jonah.
约拿是一个个性很强的工人。
Jonah was a person with strong character.
其实他是不是怕死才不去尼尼微船警告呢？
Is it because he was afraid of dying, therefore he didn't go to the city of Nineveh to convey the message?
绝对不是的。
It was not so.
啊，他刚开始连神都不怕了，怎么会怕死啊？
At the beginning, he was not even afraid of God. Why?What's there for him to be afraid about anyway?
但是嘴巴是不怕死，但是被丢到大鱼的肚子里面三天就怕死了。
Of course, he's not afraid of anything, but this one time he was thrown into the belly of a fish, then he was afraid.
那么强的个性怎么办呢？
Even person with character, what can he do?
神其实很爱他。
God loved him very, very, very deep.
要他想想自己。
God wanted him to think about himself.
所以呢，把他让他被大鱼啊吞了三天三夜。
And so that he stayed inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
啊，所以啊，这里说约拿祷告神啊。
It says here, Jonah prayed to the Lord.
啊，在患难当中来求告神。
In distress, he called out for the Lord.
神就应允我了。
And then God answered him.
所以，如果我们遇到患难
，If we face difficulty,
省察自己啊
，examine ourselves,
会不会长期以来？我很多方面都不顺利呢。
For the longest time, is there a lot of things that I don't feel that is peaceful?
哇，我很想发展事业，但是事业都发展不起来。
I wanted to grow my business, but my business just won't grow.
啊，我很爱我的家庭，但是家庭的信仰，因为我事业都忽略了，家庭的信仰都软弱了。
And I love my family, and because of my business, that I have neglected the faith of my family.
哇，我自己的灵性有没有越来越软弱呢？
And is there any blemish in my faith?
所以这里说，像约拿这样遇到患难，也可以思考自己的所做的事情。
And will be just like Jonah here when he faced adversity, then he think.
无论如何啊，在患难当中不要埋怨神啊。
In time of adversity, never blame God.
反而要求告神啊。
Just the opposite. We have to ask for Him.
无论是遇到试炼，或者是神的管教
，doesn't matter if you face trial or chastisement.
我们都要向神来呼求。
We have to cry out for God.
再看回来诗篇一百三十篇。
Please return to Psalm chapter 130.
诗篇一百三十篇。
Psalm 130.
第五、第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节说：“我等候神，我的心等候他，我也仰望他的话语。”
Verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord; my soul waits." And in His word, I put my hope.
这是我们今天的最后一点，第三点，从心灵的深处来求告神。
And this is the very last point I want to share today, which is to cry out for God from the deepest, from the deep.
第六节说，我的心等候主，生于守夜的等候天亮，生于守夜的等候天亮。
Verse 6, my soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning.
这个就是从心灵的深处。
This is right out from the deepest part of our heart.
我们祷告怎么可以打动神呢？
How can we touch God with our prayers?
不要只用这个嘴巴。
Not only paying lip service.
不要只用这个膝盖而已。
Not only using our knees.
最重要是我们的心啊。
By using our heart.
怎么样来等候神呢？
How can we wait for God?
这里说啊，有个比喻上好像守夜的等候天亮。
It says here a parable seems like more than watchmen wait for the morning.
如果做工啊，做过夜班的都知道啊。
If we ever work on graveyard shift,
晚上很想睡觉，但是要上班。
Perhaps we are really sleepy, but we have to work.
很想白天快点来。
And I hope that the day will come sooner.
晚间很安静啊，没有什么人，但是还是要不能睡觉。
At night, even though it's very quiet, no people around.
看一个手表，看一个手表，才两点，哇。
And looking at our watch, it's only 2 a.m.
好累啊。
It's very tiring.
再撑一下，才4点，还没有天亮。
And then you are holding to it, and then it was still 4 p.m. 4 a.m.
很想天亮快点来啊。
And you're still hoping for the day to come.
我在黑暗里面太久了。
And then you have stayed in the night too long.
哇，终于等到天亮来了。
And finally, the day has come.
我们对神的心有没有这样？
And do we have this kind of expectation towards God?
我很想祷告。
And just like we really wanted to pray.
在白天在外面很忙，但是很想回家祷告。
And then in the day we're so busy outside, but we were waiting so eagerly to pray to God at night.
一个礼拜生活那么忙，很想安息日快点到。
And then this week we're so busy that I cannot wait for the weekend to come.
这个就是从心里面的深处来渴望神。
And all these eagerness derive from the deepest of our heart.
我在南非的时候啊。
When I was in South Africa.
去过好几次一个金矿，地底下的金矿。
I've been to many
gold mine, huh?
A gold mine.
好，要跑到地底之下几百公尺。
And I have to go underground several hundred meters.
参观他们怎么开采金子。
To look at how these people excavate gold.
哇，还好不是做矿工，真的很辛苦。
And I was thankful that I was never a miner.
里面又热又黑又湿又潮。
It was humid and hot and also dark in there.
哇，所以坐那个电梯啊，倒下去的时候就很想赶快上去了。
And then as you travel with the elevator down, into the mine, you really want to come up quickly.
很想赶快，不想看了，赶快上去了。
And I was thinking to myself, I just don't want to see this. I just want to get out.
看到隧道了，看到顶头了，越来越靠近了，哇，好高兴。
As I was reaching the ground level, I was very happy.
这个是心里面的渴恶啊。
I think this is kind of eagerness in our heart.
今天我们想想我们的祷告。
Think about our prayers today.
如果我们的祷告连自己都感动不了自己。
If our prayers cannot even touch ourselves.
自己祷告到一般都想睡着了。
Even if we fall asleep in our prayers.
这种的祷告怎么样来感动神？
How can this kind of prayer ever touch God?
所以要先感动自己。
And we must first touch ourselves.
对神有这样深深的渴慕。
We must have this kind of deep eagerness in us.
就可以打动人了。
And then we'll touch others.
就可以打动神
了。Then we can touch God.
所以我们从深处的祷告。
So we have to pray from the deep.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗480首。
Let's sing hymn number 480.